Hey, howdy. Donald Trump, so many people are saying he has a conflict of interest almost every hour. He's coming up with a new scheme and a new dream, and he shouldn't be doing that because he's president. You know, I think they were referring mostly to the recent one that's called TrumpMobile.com. It's all about mobile phones now. Hey, Trumpster, but I got to say, do you really think that he has time to sit down and put a business plan together and do all the stuff that goes with it? I don't think so. He's all over the world. He's trying to save the world. He's kind of a busy guy. So I don't think that's him doing that. I mean, it is his family. They're using his name and his fame and so on. But they're doing a great job. I mean, TrumpMobile.com. I mean, I'm going to order one of them. I think it's kind of cool. The terms are good. The price is good. The phone's kind of sexy looking. Hey, just sharing with you. Conflicts of interest. When a guy's that busy, he sleeps in an airplane. He lives in an airplane. He's got energy. He's 79 years old. He ain't out creating mobile phones, I don't think. Now, you have actors in Hollywood. Many actors are right-wing, I get it. And many of them are the silent majority. It's kind of their fault that we're in the mess that we're in because they didn't talk. Back in the day with John Wayne and Ronald Reagan and all of those guys, they talked all about right-wingism and it worked. And all the left-wing wackos weren't allowed to be around. And now it's kind of the reverse of that. In any event, the actors, they're all out there, you know, talking about, preaching about their side of the story. This Mark Ruffalo recently declared that white people have created the country's problems, not immigrants, it's white folk, right? White, wealthy Americans and ordinary white people commit the crimes. And he's such a goof. Apparently he's worth about $100 million and he's a screaming socialist, typical for America. Let's all be equal as long as I have more. And now he's in parades and he's yipping and yapping and he's always been doing that. And go away. God put you on this earth to entertain us. Be an actor and be quiet. That'll be good. Just saying. Now, hey, jumping here in Maine, the Maine state, Trump, he came out a while ago, I think it was in February, with his executive order that biological men couldn't play in women's sports. Maine, they're doing it anyway. And so now Trump's administration is suing the government of Maine, and they encourage it. And there's 35 senators in Maine, 20 of them are Democrats. Guess who's voting to have men, big, strong men, effectively, because they are, they're biological males, competing against girls? That would be the 20 goofs. I mean, boy, oh boy, pretty easy guess. I mean, brain dead, lunatics, what is it with these people? Because a lot of them, I'm sure, have daughters and sisters and wives and mothers, baby. I mean, how do you get like that? How do you get so messed up? Is it the water? What is it? I don't know. Conservatism, you got to be loud and you got to be proud. You got to talk about it all of the time. Look what's happening in New York City. It's amazing. It's amazing. You have a Muslim, self-declared raging socialist that now has won the nomination for the Democrats for the mayor race in November. To get all that, write that down. And he could win. He could be mayor. And he's got some things, I mean, that are just wild. But people do buy into wild. They truly do. One of the things that he's saying is that there's a lot of poor people here. Of course there is, because of all the laws that haven't been kept. You've got so many immigrants, illegal immigrants there, and cha-cha. But anyway, back to these are poor people, he says, and they are. So people that own grocery stores make too much money. So the government, New York, the city of New York, and I'll be the boss, we're going to build grocery stores and sell groceries at a greatly reduced rate. Okay, boy, oh boy. That sounds good, though, to certain people, to a lot of people that live in New York. And that's how they get elected. What they don't tell people is we're going to use your money to do this, because governments don't have money. People have money. If people don't have money, they need to work. And if they can't get a job, then they should go back to the country they came from and try to work there. I don't know. There's all kinds of things, I guess. But this guy, he's coming out with all the free stuff. And free stuff does work. I mean, that's what socialism is. You know, we'll give you free dental care, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. And people do vote for it because they don't get it. They truly don't get it. It's your money, or they print money and then they hurt your money. But that is what's going on in New York City. So they need a strong Republican mayor to run against them, because this is kind of wild. And that's got to be fixed. You can't have this happen, but it could. It could happen. How could it in our country? How could that happen? again, he's promising free stuff. I know conservatives, many of them, that are quite right-wing, very right-wing, but yet when there's a free stuff thing going on, they join the line, and they just think it's their right as well. So everything gets blurred, and the grocery store thing, from a marketing perspective, good for him. That's smart. If you're a commie, that's smart. And by the way, socialism is communism in a hurry. You don't ever stop there. There are more steps that you take, and it's not very nice. So politically, right is right, left is wrong. Go remind everyone that you know about socialism, what it is and what it isn't, because capitalism is and is and is a whole bunch better than socialism. It's the best system in the world. Free markets, it works in New York City. Imagine, my head starts to ache when I think about what can happen. So I guess all those people that are there illegally, they're apparently going to vote as well. Some kind of rules being put in place for that. So I hope that doesn't happen. Hey, y'all come back. Right is right, left is wrong. See ya.